Humans were shit scared of rogue cyborgs. Unit 78, formerly Corporal Richard Hardgraves, stood silently in the grav lift, his gaze fixed on the doors in front of him. A unit of Marines stood around him, armed to the teeth. They were his escorts for his meeting with Admiral Pierce, and they'd met him at the airlock when he'd arrived. Even now, he could smell the fear leaching out of their pores. He didn't blame them, though. They'd no doubt been fed horror stories about him and his kind. He certainly had when he'd been human. There were tales of early prototypes who had gone on killing sprees, their control subroutines corrupted so they saw anything and everything as a threat. Soldiers, civilians, their own kind, random hunks of rock. He'd even been called into a hostage situation with one a few years back. A cyborg had taken a base mechanic hostage and had killed the three teams sent in before their superiors had gotten some sense in their heads and called in the expert, also known as Rich. An expert in negotiation and hostage recovery, he'd been at the top of his game. It had taken a few hours and bringing in an expert in computer coding to help him understand what was going on in the thing's metal skull, but they'd finally managed to crack through the cyborg subroutine lock and gotten it to release the technician. Unfortunately, the logical reasoning Rich had employed had locked the thing down, rendering it useless as it tried to process out of the loop he'd put it into. He remembered looking at it with pity as it had been hauled off by cyborg technicians, a hunk of metal and flesh that was once a man, once a soldier, like him. But that cyborg had been nothing like him, nor the rest of his group. The cyborg program took soldiers killed in action, those who were confirmed as brain dead, and cyberized them into the ultimate fighting machines. That was the way it was supposed to go, anyway, until an asshole called Pike had seen the potential profit in selling cyborg units on the black market. Supply and demand had meant that Pike needed more fodder for his money-making scheme. A landmine had taken out several teams, including Rich's. Thanks to conveniently malfunctioning medical equipment, the medical teams hadn't been able to tell they weren't brain dead and had cyberized them anyway on Pike's orders. But cyberizing a body with a live brain was very different from cyberizing one that was brain dead. For one thing, they didn't take orders well to kill innocent civilians. Within weeks, they'd broken their programming and gone rogue, fighting Pike's forces to avoid annihilation. Under the command of their leader, Drew Fisher, they'd won. Pike was dead, and rather than admit they'd fucked up majorly, the Space Corps was busy denying their existence completely. Until, it seemed, the Corps, or rather one of their admirals, needed something from them. Hence the reason Rich was standing in a lift with a group of Marines who had obviously all drawn the short straw. The Marine to his left appeared to be muttering the last rites under his breath, and the one on the right was sweating, a bead of perspiration detaching itself from his brow and rolling slowly down the side of his face. Since the temperature was slightly cooler than comfortable for a standard human, he wasn't hot. He was scared shitless. Rich kept his smile to himself and looked straight ahead, playing up the cyborg act for all he was worth. Even among the rogue units, he was heavily cyberized. His right arm was all metal, the entire shoulder cradle replaced and armored. One side of his jaw carried visible implants embedded in the skin, smaller units disappearing up into his hairline. Under his form-fitting body armor, similar implants decorated his collarbones, and the lines just inside his hips, down his spine, and further down on his legs. They were mounting points for heavier hardware that would integrate with the cybernetics that laced his entire system and turn him into a cyber-organic tank. Under his armor, both legs were gone beneath the knee, replaced with metal. All in all, he looked like one scary motherfucker. They were right to be afraid of him. He could drop everyone in the lift within 3.87 seconds and not be out of breath. He wouldn't even need the pulse pistols holstered at his hips to do it. Brute force and speed that no human could comprehend would do the job just as well.